It is time for us to chat with our latest Jess Geoter and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty, Athlete of the Week. We're pleased to have with us right now on KCII, Brooklyn Stutzman. She's a sophomore over at Mid Prairie High School in Wellman. She's been a member of the cross-country team for the Golden Hawks each of the past two seasons. And with her eighth place time of 19 minutes and 20 seconds, which helped her win a medal at this year's Class 2A state meet at Fort Dodge this past Saturday, she also helped the Golden Hawks win the Class 2A team state title for the sixth time in the last 8 years. Brooklyn, congratulations. It's the first time you get to call yourself a state champion as part of a team. How does it feel?
It feels really great. Thank you. Just really rewarding, just knowing all the work that we've put in.
Take me through what the feeling is like as you watch the last couple of your teammates cross the finish line, particularly those first five that ended up scoring. Were you already kind of in your head doing the math, thinking we're in a pretty good spot?
I really just didn't know for sure. I knew that we needed to PR, like a lot of us needed to PR in order to win. But just seeing... For example, I saw Rachel and Kendall come right after me, and like they were closer than they've ever been before to me. And so I was like, that must have been a PR. And they PR'd by 30 seconds, and then Tessa Brokaw PR'd by, I think, 40. And those are very crucial points for us.
All those ladies you mentioned, including Rachel Hostetler and Kendall Landstrom, end up inside the top 30, which helps you guys get the job done. I would imagine, did you have to kind of check the digital update on your phone in order to make sure that you knew the scoring, or did a coach tell you?
So my brothers actually told me that they were watching their phones and they saw that we were in first place. And so then they were like, well, we were tied with Unity Christian, they saw. And so they said, our fifth runner, Dessa, has to be a Unity Christian girl. And she did. She beat her by 0.8 of a second.
Had to have been a really great feeling when you saw that that ended up happening to secure a state title. Obviously, as I mentioned, there's been a lot of success at Mid-Prairie. Do you feel kind of, maybe not pressure, but a desire to try and live up to that standard when you run at Mid-Prairie?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like, they just have a great program. They've started a great thing, especially in their cross-country and track programs. It was just a good feeling to win after the last 2 years of fifth and fourth place finishes.
We're talking with Brooklyn Stutzman, our Jess Geoter and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty Athlete of the Week. She had the top time for the newly minted Class 2A champions, the Mid-Prairie Golden Hawks, at this year's state cross-country meet. When did you first really start doing distance running, Brooklyn?
I started doing it in seventh grade, middle school. I started running cross-country for Mid-Prairie and just, kind of fell in love with it. Did it in track for seventh and eighth and ninth grade. So, yeah.
I've heard some people say with distance running in particular, it can sometimes be a love-hate relationship at the beginning. Where were you at with it?
I definitely loved it from the first time I started doing it. That was my favorite, was the longest distances.
Well, that's good to hear because it has turned into some really good things for you here at the start of your high school career. Not just in cross country, you've had some success in track and field as well. I think got to state in at least one event last spring. What would you say is maybe the greatest area of improvement that you've made as a distance runner within the last year?
Definitely, I feel like just being more confident at the beginning of races. I'm not as worried about them as I have been. I'm not as nervous. And just being able to be mentally tough, I feel like that's where I've grown in the most, I think. Just knowing what you're capable of and being confident that you can be up there with the leaders.
I would think distance running is kind of secretly a mental game. You have to obviously make sure that you get your body in the right type of shape, but that's something you can do day in and day out. The muscle's kind of a harder brain to stretch with a routine, right?
Yes, definitely.
I think you've got a pretty good routine in place, whatever you're doing, both physically and mentally, Brooklyn. As I mentioned, you've got track and field coming up this spring, where obviously you've had some success in the past, and you've got two more years at Mid-Prairie. So even with this excellent accomplishment in the book, the last thing I would ask is, what are some of the goals you still have left for your time with the Golden Hawks?
Definitely I want to break 19 in cross country, I would say, and then also just be able to make it to state in track, hopefully in the 3K, maybe 15. Just hoping to improve my times on those too.
Well, we certainly hope that ends up happening, Brooklyn. There's been a excellent lineage just within the last couple of years of good distance runners at Mid-Prairie, and we think you are going to end up being one of those before you're done. Congrats on this season, on winning a state title, and on being our Athlete of the Week.
Thank you so much.
That is Brooklyn Stutzman, Mid Prairie Golden Hawk sophomore, who earned the top time for the Golden Hawk girls at the Class 2A State Championships, finished 8th overall with a time of 19 minutes and 20 seconds, and as a result powered Mid Prairie to a state title as a team in girls cross country for the first time in 2 years and the 6th time in the last 8 seasons. Congratulations to Brooklyn Stutzman, our latest Jess Gioder and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty Athlete of the Week.